Welcome to the Lighthouse Podcast, and we are very, very excited to be launching a podcast that will be 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we're going to be getting into the Word of God together and just exploring what God has to say. And we really envision this as being a time of devotion to set our hearts on the Lord. And so I am Pastor Greg Fadness from Lighthouse Church in Twin Falls, and you'll be hearing from our other pastors on other days of the week. So I'm going to be spending my time here, at least for the next number of months, in the Psalms. And the Psalms are one of my favorite areas of Scripture, in that you have such honest communication, such just heartfelt communication from the psalmist to God, and it helps us. It helps us learn how to be in relationship with God. So this morning, we're going to look at Psalm 1 together. So pardon me as I put on my readers so I can actually see the Bible. And in Psalm 1, it's a psalm of David. And it really gives us the keys to the blessed life, the blessed life. You hear, there's kind of a buzzword today. People talk about flourishing. Well, that's kind of a biblical idea. And what is it that causes one person to flourish or to be blessed and another person not? Well, David, the psalmist, gives us some clues. And so let's look at it. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. So blessed, it's the idea of overall flourishing. And so what is the keys? Well, the first thing David does, he says, here's what you need to avoid. So let's look at it. On the negative side first, here's what you need to avoid in life. And if you're going to be blessed, you have to avoid these things. So he names three activities. He says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel. So this is relational, right? Walking with someone. So walking means you're agreeing, walking together. So you're thinking alike. So you will be blessed to avoid walking with and thinking like the wicked. Now, let's not immediately go to a separatist thought where, you know, many people have gone down those roads, many Christians in the past, to separate from the world. That's not what David is talking about here. But he's talking about the inner circle, those whom we connect with deeply in life and who we open up our life to. And so David says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands. So I want you to see here, there's a progression. First walking, now standing. And that's the way it goes. There's going to be a progression in your life in relationship. You're going to start heading down a certain direction. So standing is akin to behaving. So walking, thinking, standing, behaving, but then finally, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Sitting, that really is a reference to belonging. So it starts with thinking, moves into behaving, results in belonging. So who's in the inner circle of your life? Who do you walk with? Who are you standing with? Who are you sitting with? David says it's important that you don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, because you will end up being like those you hang out with. That's the way it works. Bad company corrupts good morals, it says there in 1 Corinthians 15. So that's the first thing, is relationships. Be intentional about your relationships. Do you have people in your life that encourage you, that builds you up? It's important that you do. Well, secondly, David talks about the importance of treasure, what we treasure, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So delight, where is your delight? I want to suggest to you that a lot of people think of delight and joy passively, that it's something that happens to us. You know, it overcomes us like an emotion, but that's not the biblical way of thinking about it. David is saying he intentionally delights in the Word of God. That's where he puts his delight. So you have delight. Where do you put it? That's the right way to think about it. Where do you put your delight? Do you put your delight in things that are truly delightful, that have lasting value, that are going to serve your greater joy and blessing and serve the glory of God? Or do you put your delight in other places? So he puts his delight in the Word of God. And so what that looks like, he thinks about it. He meditates on it. The biblical idea of meditation is, it's not so much like Eastern meditation where you try and clear your thoughts, but you're actually putting God's thoughts in your mind. That's biblical meditation. And there's a word related in the Hebrew to this word meditation that means to mutter, to speak it. And so, you know, a good part of meditation is to say it out loud. Read the Bible out loud. Talk through the scripture with the Lord. And there's a power to that that's really beautiful. And so David says, here's the evidence of my delighting in the law of the Lord. It's, I think about it a lot. I chew on it. It saturates my heart and my mind. So relationships, being intentional about relationships, and then treasuring the right things. And if we do that, it's going to result in at least three things. So number one, it will result in stability. Stability. He is like a tree, verse 3, he's like a tree planted by streams of water. So the person who's intentional about their relationships, who guards that inner circle, the people that they run with, think like, hang with, that guards that circle, and the person who treasures the things that are truly worth it, namely the Word of God, and thus it moves into their thought life, that person is going to become like a tree planted by streams of water. Now, we all kind of have an idea of what that is, right? If you live by a river, then you know that the growth that happens by a river is amazing. I like to liken it to, I used to youth pastor years ago, and I would every summer take some high schoolers down to Havasupai in Arizona. And you have to hike down the switchbacks of the Grand Canyon to get to the floor, and then it's about a 10-mile hike to get to Havasupai, which is a beautiful place, waterfalls and great swimming holes and all of that kind of thing. But it is absolute desolate. You're hiking with your 90-pound pack, you know, because you're going to be in there for a week. And you're just trudging through just desolate desert. And then all of a sudden, the foliage begins to appear. Lush, green trees. And it's like a paradise. You're walking out of desolation into paradise. Why? Because the trees and all the foliage are growing by a river, a constant water supply. So David uses this analogy to let us know that if you are this person, the blessed life where you are intentional about your relationships and what you treasure and what you think on, you are going to be stable. You are going to be solid. You are going to experience growth and stability in your life. Well, we'll end it there this morning, and we'll pick it up again next time on the Lighthouse Podcast.